So the way we want to live is in contact with God every day. And let God's life go into us through His Word, going in our eyes and in our ears and settling up in our heart, bringing faith and restoration.
God's Word will heal cancer and every terminal disease. Find out more today with Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory Healing School, a place to receive your healing. Now, here's Gloria.
Well, we're going to take our medicine today. Let's look at Proverbs 4:20 and read about that medicine. We're just going to take the medicine, the Word of God, and let God fill us up. And then we're going to have faith for healing. Amen? Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4:20. You know this scripture. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to, first of all, pay attention to what God says about healing. Let them, the words, not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them. Well, that would be me. That would be you. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now, we can live this way at home on the Word of God. We can just take the Word of God like medicine, take it just as regularly as you'd take a prescription, or more so, every day. You take it every day, and faith rises up in your heart every day. And so we're going to do that here, but we're going to do it all the time. And that's described in verse 23. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Faith is in your heart. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith resides in your spirit man, in your heart. So we keep the Word day by day by day in our hearts by putting it in our eyes, in our ears, and it gets down into our heart. And that's the way we live well. That's the way we live without sickness and disease and whole, and without poverty or anything else that's under the curse, because we have been redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. Let me read you this. I haven't read this in a long time. These are just some neat things that I've come across about healing. One of them, well, for one thing, the first thing is salvation denotes deliverance, preservation, material and temporal deliverance from danger, and apprehension. It denotes pardon, protection, liberty, health, restoration, soundness, and wholeness. All of that is wrapped up in the word salvation. So part of your salvation is to be whole. Part of your salvation is to be restored. Part of your salvation is health. Glory to God. And then I love this story, Never Too Late. This is the name of this little paragraph. Justice Duplessis, do you remember hearing about, what was his brother's name? He was really well known, I can't think of it right now, but he was well known more than Justice, but we knew Justice better. And the brother was called the Father of Pentecost. I'll think of it later, but I don't know what it was right now. But Justice Duplessis' father didn't believe in using doctors, so that's the way they were raised. And I heard Justice himself tell the story. His wife wanted him to call one so that there would be no autopsy. She's concerned about that, I guess. The doctor went ahead and gave him the death certificate. Church gathered round and prayed. He was at death's door. He broke into a sweat and rose up healed. Woo! Glory to God! He took a shower, then he milked the cows and walked to the doctor's office to take back the death certificate. Hey! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Now, who healed him?
Jesus. Who's our healer? Jesus. I just gave you that so you'd know it's never too late. You can't be too far gone for Jesus to heal you. Isn't that a great story? Don't you know that doctor fell out when the guy walked in there? Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what John Lake said about divine health and divine healing. Divine healing is the removal by the power of God of the disease that comes upon the body. But divine health is to live day by day, hour by hour in touch with God, so that the life of God flows into the body, just as the life of God flows into the mind or flows into the spirit. So the way we want to live is in contact with God every day. And let God's life go into us through His Word, going in our eyes and in our ears and settling up in our heart, bringing faith and restoration. We should live without sickness and disease. And I believe we can. I mean, people have done it before for sure. Ken and I I'm 67, he's 72. We're not on any prescription drugs. We don't have any problems, glory to God. If something comes, we're tried every once in a while, but we get on the Word, we get on faith, we say, you're not coming in here in Jesus' name. Jesus Himself bore my sickness and carried my disease. You get out in Jesus' name. I'm not taking it. You know, you have to make a stand. You can't just be a little wimp and let everything come over you. You can't let the devil mess up your money, steal from you, give you problems and harassment. What do you do with the devil? You tell him what to do in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is you want him to stop doing, you tell him to stop it in Jesus' name. That he doesn't touch you, you've been redeemed. We're a redeemed one, hallelujah. Glory to God. We've been redeemed from poverty, everything under the curse. We've been redeemed from sickness, disease of all kinds. Every sickness, it says, and every disease is under the curse. And then it says that Jesus Himself redeemed us from the curse. How did He do it? He took the curse for me. He took the curse for you. Glory to God. So that in Him we're free, and in Him we're healed. And those watching today or people here, somebody might have drugged you here this morning. You might not ever have made Jesus the Lord of your life. Oh, don't go another day. I'm telling you, it's the difference between daylight and dark. I'll just get a testimony here. How many of you can testify that since you've been born again, your life has drastically changed, your outer life I'm talking about, for the better. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cameras, see all those people? We're telling you, we're telling everybody watching today, Jesus is the answer. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go through some healing scriptures, and we're going to start with the 91st Psalm, which is a long life psalm. I believe in long life and strong life. As I read the Word, that's what I see that is available for us. So why should we quit early, and why should we let the devil take our life when Jesus has given us life, eternal life, and we can live with life in our spirit, that eternal life in our spirit, and dominate sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Dominate poverty. We can dominate fear. We don't have to be afraid of the economy, of sickness, of disease, of plagues. We've got angels that watch over us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed from the whole curse. I believe in long life and strong life. I believe we ought to live out the full number of our days, finish all we're called to do, and then leave here. Just leave at the first opportunity. First time after you finish your course, you can leave. But we want to get up to heaven, and we want Jesus to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want to get up there and have Him say, well, No, we want to hear well done. We want to run out the full number of our days. We don't have to be sick to die. You don't have to be sick to die. All you have to do to die, for your body to die, is for you to leave. You leave, and there's going to be a body there. But it doesn't have to be a sick body when you leave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we need to get over thinking, well, you know, I'm old and it's time. This is just the way it is. No, it's not the way it is. Jesus bore your sickness. If you're 110 today, he bore your sickness and carried your diseases. So it's okay for you to go on, but you don't have to go sick. You don't have to leave a sick body. You can leave a well body. You can leave a body that looks so good when people walk by your casket, they say, boy, doesn't she look good? You know, she looks better than the last time I saw her. Because they'll dress you up, paint you up, buy you a new outfit, but you won't even be there. Hallelujah. You'll be gone. What does the scripture say? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's read the 91st Psalm and go through some long life things. I believe in long life from what I can understand and see in the Bible. I believe we ought to live at least 120 years. And if we're not satisfied, I believe we could live longer. But most of us probably would be satisfied. All right. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, and the word in your margin or my margin says lodge, shall lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, people out here in the world that don't know God, don't know they are, if they have angels working for them, they don't know it, but if they don't know it, they probably are stopping the angels from working by their unbelieving words. But we know that we have a secret place under the covering, the shadow of the Most High God. I'm telling you, if you didn't know anything else but that, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide or stay, lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. But that doesn't just happen automatically. There's things we do, or there's things we don't do. This psalm, as we read it, you'll see that it is for the obedient. It's not for the rebellious. It's for the obedient. It's for those that belong to God and that do what he says. That's how you abide. Abiding is obeying. So that's why it's so important for you and me to do what God tells us to do. I mean, you know, you might just be going along one day, just doing, having your job, secular job, and the Lord called you into the ministry. And you're not sure you want to go in the ministry. And you don't know how to go in the ministry. You don't have any money to go in the ministry. So it could be you could decline. But if you do, you just lost your place. You know, you just lost your place in that secret place. Because that secret place is obeying. Abiding is obeying. And you know, none of us know what to do when God calls us or sends us somewhere or does what. We just go, what? How do you do it? By faith. What's faith? That's believing what he says. He says, I'll be with you. Go. So what do? You go. Amen. So whatever the Lord tells us to do, we need to follow through on. Not just on major things like what we do in life, but everything. If the Lord says, begin to do this, if he says, begin to pray more, begin to do this or do that, or if he tells you to pastor a church, or whatever he tells you to do in your life, or maybe, you know, just talking to us about where we're missing it. Don't do that. God tells us to stop doing certain things. Why? Because those things aren't good. He'll never lead you in a bad direction. Every time God leads you, it's going to be for the better. It's because he's trying to get you into a better stream of blessing. Glory to God. And so we have to do what? We have to trust the Lord. And if he tells us to do something, we might not know how we can do it. We might not think we can do it. There came a day when I had taught on healing once or twice. And the Spirit of the Lord came on Ken in a meeting. And he said, and I thought, okay, I've done it. I was impressed to teach on healing. I did it once or twice. I'm not sure how many. I think it was once. And I thought, okay, I taught on healing. So, because I've always been in the background up to that point. And I thought, okay, I've done it. Great. So in the next meeting in Florida, Ken prophesied. He hadn't prophesied to me many times like that, but he prophesied. And he said, Gloria, the Lord wants this healing school to continue until he comes. So I guess the Lord was just finishing me off right there. Like, don't mention it to me again. I was totally shocked and unprepared. And I didn't want to do it because I really wasn't comfortable speaking. And I'd rather, much rather listen than speak. And so but you know, what are you going to do? You're going to just teach healing until you go or he comes. And he said, until he comes. So there you have it. What do? You do what you're told to do. And you know, it's been the greatest blessing. It's been a blessing to me personally. I've enjoyed it. I've grown. It's made demands on me, but it's made me grow. And whatever God tells you to do, that's what you need to do. And that's where you'll be better off. So, you know, I don't know why the Lord brought that up today, except that the best place for healing is in the will of God. The best place to stay healed and prosperous and blessed and out from under the curse is doing what you're told to do. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Most High, or lodge under the shadow of the Most High. We're not going out and coming in. We're not, you know, living for the world one day and repenting and doing that. If you're doing that, well, certainly repent till you get it straight, but that's not really the best plan. The best plan is to get under that shadow and abide. To abide is to obey. You begin to obey what God says to you. Whatever he says, you do it. And if you spend time in the scripture, and if you see something there that's different from what you're doing, and you realize I'm not obeying God in that, what do? You change. That's abiding. Abiding is obeying, and that's who this psalm's written to. He that dwells under the shadow, he that dwelleth in the secret place, so it's a place you just can't get into, just not anybody can walk in there. Anybody can believe in there, anybody can go in there, but you're not going to fall into it. You're going to do it as you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And here's what that person says and does. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. So this place under the shadow is not an automatic place. It doesn't come just because you're born again. It manifests. Your protection manifests because you abide and you do what the Lord says. That's why it's so important to stay in the Word and to be correctable. Let the Word change you.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
As long as I'm here, I'm going to be sickness-free, I'm going to be curse-free, I'm going to be prosperous and blessed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
My name is Jenny LaCour, and I'm from Rochester, New York. And this is my third visit to the Washington Victory Campaign, and I wouldn't miss it. It's been just a wonderful, wonderful blessing in my life. And the Copelands have done nothing but preach the Word of God, and that is so important to me. It's just the foundation of my life and that of my family. When I was here last year, I knew there was something wrong in my body, a very minor symptom, but I knew it was something that was wrong. In January, I went to the doctor, and after testing, he said to me, "You have cancer." My daughter, who's a spirit-filled woman of God, said, "Liar!" Well, I did get to explain to him later that we weren't denying that what he said didn't exist, but we denied its right to exist in me.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, that's right. So I did have surgery. Before I went into surgery, I asked the Lord for a specific scripture, and he gave me Psalm 108, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth, that thy beloved will be delivered." I am his beloved. I was delivered. And no further treatments. After I went back for my six-week checkup, the doctor said, "There's only one reason that I'd want to see you again, and that's if you're pregnant." Well, I'm 64 years old. That's not going to happen.
Hallelujah!
I was diagnosed in January. The manifestation came in March. And there's one other thing I think is very key to the healing. Before I went for surgery, I was had an opportunity to speak to a little old lady that I barely know that lives in my building. And she had been told that she had something wrong with her heart, and she was going in for testing. And I said, "Well, you know, I believe in the healing power of God." I said, "Would you allow me to pray for you?" And she said, "Sure." And I knew she'd never been prayed for. You can tell. And so I laid my hands on her. I spoke the word of God over her. I prayed for her and went on about my day. Never saw her again until after I had had my surgery and I was home enjoying my stay at home, and I saw her coming up the walk, and so I went out to greet her, and she said, "Do you remember that day you prayed for me?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, I went in for testing, and whatever was there was gone." And I said, "I told you, the Lord heals." It's the foundation of the Word. It's been years and years of being in the Word of God and choosing to believe. You either believe, yes, God's Word is true, or no, it isn't. It's that simple. And that's how the Copeland Ministry has helped me, is that it's given me the vehicle to continue to receive that Word by through hearing every day. I don't miss it. And I love it.
Isn't that a great testimony? Jenny healed of cancer. Jenny and her daughter stood against cancer. They denied its right to exist in her body. They didn't say cancer didn't exist. They said, "You can't come in this house and in this body." And they stood their ground. They believed God. And today she is healed. Hallelujah. In today's message, we talk about faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want to believe for healing, what do? You look up the scriptures in the Bible that says it's God's will for you to be healed. That's what we do in healing school. Now, you can have healing school right there at your house. You just need to have the scriptures, and you need to know where they are, and you can minister to people. If you're a believer, you have a right to use the name of Jesus. You hear the Word of God every day, and you feed on the Word every day. It keeps you strong, and it keeps you well if when you read the Word, you take it. I take that scripture, and you put it in your mouth, and you say, I'm healed. Or you say, I believe I'm prosperous in the name of Jesus. And you stand on prosperity scriptures. Or if you're believing for your family salvation, you go to the Word, you find your scripture, you stand on it, and you break the power of the devil over that family member, and you say, I believe I receive their salvation and deliverance. Or the same thing is healing. You lay hands on the sick. You lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You're a believer. That's what believers do. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you today. And when I do, you take hold of your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person in the sound of my voice. We come right now for total healing and deliverance. I rebuke sickness and disease off of you. I command every failure in your body to be restored and to be healed in Jesus' name. Jesus Himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, the Bible teaches, and by His stripes you were healed. Say, I take my healing, I receive it now. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got a great offer for you. The healing promises, healing and wellness. This is how to get healing, to keep your healing. It's got videos. It includes healing scriptures. It's got music and worship. This will help you stay healed. Get healed and stay healed. It's an action plan to change your diagnosis from sickness to health on a permanent basis. Hallelujah. You don't have to be sick anymore. Jesus is the healer. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me tomorrow for more healing school. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Be sure to join us for the Behind the Mission Weekend, Chicago, Friday and Saturday, June 25th and 26th. For more information, go to kcm.org. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Words you can build your life upon.